should they be required to put a gate up so that they can't come into ours? Again, that may be a local issue, but it's going to happen. Guaranteed, if you have nightly rental, they're going to find a place to park, even if their parking lot's full. Where's it going to be? Right up the street so they can walk down. So again, the water, the parking, definitely issues to think about. And I don't know that all those have even been close to addressed of what I've heard from their representative. It's, we're going to do this, we're thinking about it, but we haven't done it yet. And I think until they have a set plan in place, it shouldn't be approved.
Okay. Thank you.
Scott, several of the things he said, do they not, even though it's approved not to rental, do they not still have to have the requirements posted at the door? If you've got a problem with it, say if you're parked over on this place, if there's a number they can call, and whoever's responsible for that has to come and see that it's taken care of.
The representative, the planning office, the sheriff's department, of course, emergency, fire, ambulance, et cetera, days of trash pickup. Those are just things that come off the top of my head without opening the book. Posted within 5 feet of the front door, inside and out.
That would be the number you'd call. If there was a problem, you wouldn't be calling. You called them, and they have to take care of it.
Anyone else want to come up?
My name is Charlie Gerken. I'm with Gerken & Associates Realtors at 500 West Main in Branson. I just wanted to speak on the parking. When this was originally done in 2007, you can see for one building and two standalone properties, there's ample amount of parking. The reason for that is because the buildings on the left and right were never completed. And in addition, there is no rules or regulations that has to allow for trailer parking. So there's many places that are overlooking the lake where you can go and rent a condo at, but they don't allow trailer parking for their boats. In addition, there's 13 slips down there, and over half of those are currently leased by owners that are in Building 2. So the thought of all these nightly rental people coming with all these boats, right now there's less than 6 slips left, and there is no requirements that you have to park on site. So if they put up rules that says you can't park here on site with your trailer, then that would help offset that.
Is there? There's not a ramp there, is there?
No.
So they wouldn't. More likely, they'd leave their trailer wherever the
where
ramp.
You launch.
What's that?
Where you launch.
Right, yeah, where you launch. Okay. Mr. Pinkerminer, did you want to speak to anything, or you?
I can just, again, I'll just bear repeating, I think, on both the well and parking.
I will say, I think from hearing them again, their concern is that we don't care, we're not going to address it, and that's not the position of me or the company I'm with, Lifestyle. As you all know, I'm local. I live in Branson. I'm not, I have a commitment to the area just like everybody else, and we certainly want to be responsible in developing this property. Parking will have to be complied with through planning. We cannot, particularly with a condominium plat, before a final plat can be recorded, it has to comply with the code. And so when that parking issue will be resolved, we will not be able to exceed that capacity before we file the final plat. As to the water, their concern is legitimate. I do not discount the concern regarding the water well. I think the only person who truly understands the issue or is qualified to speak on the issue is DID, and he's a civil engineer, Mike Stalzer. It currently has capacity for what was previously planned. To the extent we have issues moving forward, we will address it. We do have to be careful about what the Lifestyle could not, for example, Lifestyle could not, has to be careful about single-handedly going in and doing stuff to the system on its own without the agreement of other people, because there is a legally binding contract in place. since we will, if we build these additional units, we will have a place or a seat at the table with Briarwood. The first step would be that we have to have a seat at the table with the current Briarwood owners, and then we can address with Redbud any upgrades to the system that need to be made, if any, on capacity. But as Mike said, that in my mind, that's a slightly separate issue from rezoning to NR3. That would be more, as Mr. Williams pointed out earlier, that's going to have to be addressed whether we build two units that are single family, well, R2 units, or we build eight condominium units that are in R3. That issue is going to have to be resolved either way. So I, in my mind, I view that as a slightly different issue from a rezoning request. But that's all I have.
Any other questions?
Do you have any other questions?
Nope.
Nope.
I have something I'd like to hand to the three of you. It's just something I received this morning.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a Department of Natural Resources report off a well, and it shows the emission capacity that the well was intended to serve was 50 units. So
50 units?
50 units and capacity is 85 gallons per minute, I believe, which doesn't come anywhere close to the necessary water for all of the proposed.
The only statement I would make is I. My understanding is there's a legally binding document, and we cannot do anything that supersedes that legally binding document. So I don't know how much we can take that into consideration when it comes to zoning requests, if that makes sense. I'm assuming in that document, the responsible parties would have to adhere to whatever DNR, but again, that's in that document. That's nothing to do with.
I agree, and that should be the case going forward, that DNR should be making.
But that has nothing to do with zoning requests. Two completely separate issues, in my mind.
I can answer that if you'd like.
I don't mind, but if they want to know. But.
So what was the gallon per minute on the well, the rated capacity?
Mr. Stalzer, if you don't mind speaking with the.
What was the rated capacity on the well?
In gallon per minute?
85.
So if you just do the five additional units, the rule is 60 gallons per day per person. Two people per bedroom. There's 25 bedrooms. That's 3,000 gallons a day, which is 2 gallons a minute. So if you go to the 16 units that weren't built, equates to 3,840 gallons a day. So what they're proposing is less than what was proposed initially, which is what I said. But if you use the numbers from the Pennsylvania information and 60,000 gallons a day, that's still only 42 gallons a minute. So they still have twice the capacity in the well to deliver that average day's requirement.
I think we all know that a well determines on how many are using it at that time, the peak time, and I don't have any doubt that there could be well problems and pressure. I heard someone say that you do have water pressure issues now at times, and all of that depends upon what is taking, how many people are running a load of laundry, how many people are taking a shower at that one given time. And I'm sure those issues are going to have to be dealt with. But we had been instructed and given a legal opinion that we can't consider the water. There's a legal binding document that be, I'm going to say, a civil matter that will have to be, you have to join together and work out. If you're staying, if they're built and you're staying in a nightly rental, and if you don't have the water pressure, you don't have the hot water, whatever, then the word's going to get around and they're not going to want to rent that place. So it should be, they would be very concerned too to fix it on the other end. That's just my opinion.
Not nearly as concerned as the people that are there all the time.
Correct.
Did you want us to keep this, or did you want this back? Move to approve the request for rezoning for parcel numbers 08-8.0-28-000-0089.001 and 08-8.0-28-000-0089.000 from R3 to NR3.
Parcel number 8-9.
It was 8-8-2-8-0-0-8-9-1 and 8-8-2-8-0-0-8-9-0.
Second.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.